you get up here every morning, you can't see your cattle. You have to wait till that fog drifts. Maybe you can't see the road out there. You can, people that drive, some of them's got stuff on their car that they can get the fog off, and some of them ain't. I've had to stop and take and wipe the fog off, you know, going down this Gold Creek. Fog's worse along the little lambs like the waters.
You call that fog up there in the mountains that makes
well, now, it'll come down. It's on that mountain yesterday. Whenever fog comes down on that mountain and settles there, it's going to be cooler. And in the wintertime, that fog will come down and freeze, and that mountain will be white as snow up there that freezes on the timber in cold weather. Yeah. Then's when we'd always kill hogs. If it's hog killing time, and we're ready to kill when that mountain froze over. My granddad is an old timer. He said whenever that fog is froze, he said you can figure on one or two cold nights, and you could.
Now, but that stuff up in the mountains that you see all the time in the Smokies, that's fog. You'd call that fog up there at the top of the mountains?
Well, we call it fog.
Okay.
And well, you know what smog is now, we don't know nothing about smog. Yeah. But you're taking big town, they'll talk about smog, especially in California.
If the wind hasn't been blowing and then it suddenly begins, you'd say the wind is
a raisin.
Okay, and then if it's been blowing pretty hard and then it begins to stop, you'd say it's
a season.
All right, if you get up one morning and you go outside, I think I'll put on a sweater because it's a little
chilly.
Did you ever use Irish?
Huh?
Did you ever say Irish?
Well, some people say that, but most of them will say it's sort of chilly this morning, ain't it?
If you're talking about the height of the ceiling, let's say nine, you'd say that the ceiling is...
Well, now that'd be about 9 feet.
Okay.
And other places, it ain't that high back in yonder, and them other things. I don't know why they built these old houses high. It's just like church houses, all these old church houses. Just, there's no up two-story to it. It's a garret up there. They make church houses, they'll be 10, 12 feet. Yeah. Have you ever been in any old church house?
Yeah.
That'll be 10 or 12 feet. Yeah. I asked somebody one time what they done that for. Oh, they said used to people would shout. Well, I said they'll never hit the top of that wall and get down. All right. They made the barns that way. Now you take my barns. They made the barn loft way too high, 2 feet too high. Well, a house this year ceiling here in new houses, it ain't over 7 feet. You don't find many people over 6 feet tall. And of course, the more house, now that's our house gets awful cold in the wintertime. With all this space, you've got it all to heat. And if you can cut off 2 feet there, you take 2 square feet plumb around this house, you've got a lot of lot of stuff to heat that you ain't giving you, ain't worth nothing to you. But now, why they'd make this ceiling this long, as high in a 2-story house, I'll never know.
Yeah.
And it's just old people's way of doing things.
Sure. I'm going to have to put